Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 40 of a year of self-love journal. This week's mantra is, I release the need to control outcomes. I trust that everything is working out for me. Well, that first part is really loud. I release the need to control outcomes. Yeah, so this one is hard for some of us. And at the same time, it's easier for me to connect with that second part of I trust that everything is working out for me, but then I want to like control so much inside of that. So the fact that these two themes are together, it's important for me this week and thinking about, all right, I need to release control and trust everything, not trust everything because I'm controlling everything. And part of what this week invites us to do is to think about what would our day be if we didn't have any anxious feelings about things, about how things were going to turn out, right? Like, what would that look like? How would that feel? And can we get in touch with that to try to cultivate that for ourselves? It's something that I have reflected on as I have done more work in this one approach called acceptance commitment therapy. It talks about we accept, we choose, we act. And that so often myself and other folks I have worked with want to notice that something's wrong and then jump to fix it, to do something, rather than spend any time accepting that this is what's happening before we choose how we want to respond and actually act and do the responding. So as I've worked with other people around this framing, it's helped me also accept what is. And that does not mean that we are complacent or we acquiesce to circumstances and just kind of fold. It means we are willing to accept and name what is actually happening. Now this, I'm thinking about this in the context of self-love. Depending on when you're listening to this, I imagine there are current events you could also apply this to, that we can't be kind of like pie in the sky wishing things were different than what they actually are. And we need to see things for what they are to know how we choose to act individually and as a community and collective, right? So I think it's important to realize that we might be able to see and name what is. It still might be anxiety provoking. It still might be scary. It still might feel overwhelming. But we also need to know that there's some things we can control. There's some things we can act upon, and to trust that things are working out in the greater scheme if we're also willing to do the work, right? Like, I don't think that that means that we just abdicate responsibility and we're like, oh, I can't control the outcome. That there is something when we think about like collective action and even individual action where it's like, you got to show up. Like, you might have heard the story of, there's a story about like different deities and different traditions. But the gist is this one perspective is from a Christian perspective that talks about, you know, this person who's in a flood and they're in their house and they're wanting to be rescued. And you know, there's a person comes by with a boat and they're like, hey, get in. And the person's like, no, God's going to rescue me. God's going to rescue me. Someone comes by to offer them some help. Oh, no, I got it. God's going to help me. And somebody comes by with a helicopter wanting to lift them off the roof because the flood waters are rising. No, God's going to help me. And he gets to heaven and he's like, why didn't you save me? And he's like, I sent you several things, a boat, a helicopter, lots of options for help. And so for me, I think it's important to remember that balance of like releasing control doesn't mean that I still don't do the work. Like, because there are times where in my mind, I feel like, okay, releasing control. Am I being lazy? Am I, you know, and it's like, no. I'm still going to show up for myself, for my family, for my community, and do what needs to be done. But I can't control everything. I can't be so anxious and like with a closed fist, try to manage everything that's happening. I have to trust that things will work out and that whatever happens, even if things don't work out the way that we wanted them to will still be in connection to continue to push for change and to respond to what is. And so all that to say, one of the activities for this week is asking us to think about how we have moved forward and succeeded in spite of our anxious feelings, and also how we've managed them. And one of the ways that science suggests that we manage our anxious feelings is breathing, through deep breathing. And if you've ever played an instrument or sung in a choir, mostly a woodwind or like some sort of instrument where you have to blow through it, you know what diaphragmatic breathing is. It's breathing from your diaphragm, from your lower abdomen, and you can practice it by putting a hand down by your belly button and a hand on your chest. And so when you do the breathing, you should feel your belly expand, not your chest rise. So if I do a breath right now, if you're watching me, you didn't see my hand on my chest rise, right? Which it did just then when I took a breath from my chest. So I'm sharing this with you to say one of the ways that you can manage releasing the control and trusting the outcomes, but also, you know, do the work that you want to do and how you want to show up, be how you want to show up in the world, is by doing these breathing techniques. Because doing those deep breaths actually teaches your body how to engage in the calming response. So when we're anxious, when stuff is happening, when we're engaging in resistance or protest or actions or pushing back on something at work or in a relationship, addressing a conflict when it feels scary, our body can go into kind of fight or flight mode, that kind of freak out, I'm anxious mode. And that is our sympathetic nervous system getting activated. Like it's ready to fight, it's ready to go, it's hypervigilant, right? And what we need is our parasympathetic nervous system to come in and help and calm us. And that, I remind people, it's kind of like the paramedics. The paramedics come and help when there's an emergency. Your parasympathetic nervous system comes and calms you when your nervous system is activated. And it's important to know this because if you can help your body feel that calming response, which you can do through just literally five of those deep breaths, those diaphragmatic breaths. There's research to show as little as like 3 to 5 minutes of deep breathing a day can help you better regulate your system. If you can do that at times when you're not freaking out, at times when you're just starting your day or making your lunch or sitting in a meeting, because you're just breathing and you're breathing in a way where no one can really see. It's not like your chest is going up, right? You're on the bus, you're on the train, you're taking a break from work. They're just innocuous times throughout the day you could do that. When you need it, when you're stressed, when you're feeling anxious, when you are feeling this push and pull of like, I don't want to control, I don't want to micromanage, this is stressful, you can call on that breath and your body can know how to calm yourself. So if you don't ever practice, you're going to call on your breath to calm you and your body's going to be like, what are you trying to do? It's kind of like you call on the paramedics and you're like, there's an emergency. And they're like, where are you? Give me your address. And you're like, I don't know. There's an emergency. You're just stuck in this perpetual acute emergent state. But if you've practiced that calming response at different times, your body's like, oh, they're wanting to call on this calming response. Okay, we know how to do this because we did this the other day when we were brushing our teeth. Or, well, I guess not breathing while you brush your teeth, but you know what I mean. Like we did this at some random time, so we know what they're trying to do. Okay, those are the directions. That's how we get to calm. We can get with that, right? And so this week, I think it's really important if you have never engaged in what people might call like a meditation practice, a mindfulness practice, like don't be freaked out. It's just breathing and being present in the moment with what is, accepting what is and not trying to control it. You do not need to have a blank mind. That's false. It's just that you have thoughts and you don't hold on to them. You let them float on by, you let them come, you let them go. You just are in the moment. You're in your breath. You keep it moving, right? It's not some magic time where you have no thoughts in your head and it's all clear. It's a matter of just breathing and being with what comes to you. So you might have a thought, but you don't stop to like write it down. You just kind of go, oh, I have that thought. Let me let it go. Look at that float down. Like you could visualize it floating on a leaf down a stream, or being on a train as it goes down the track across your mind. It could be like waves in the ocean, and you could see them come and, you know, come and go, hit the shore. Whatever works for you, you let the thoughts come, because that is what it is. That's where you are. And then you keep breathing. So I invite you into some sort of practice. Honestly, 3 of those deep breaths, that could be it. So that you can practice releasing control, releasing the anxiety that comes from the reality that we can't control as much as we try to act like we can and should, and that you can rest in the present moment and trust that everything is working out for you. All right. I'd be curious how you're experiencing this week of being asked to let go of control. If you're anything like me, it's a reminder. It's a good reminder to not get caught up in things I really can't control. And so to release that and trust. You can find me as Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.